Hello?
Sorry about that. All calls are recorded for quality assurance, so they time out after an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He also runs another one that he, you know what I mean, he calls it a talent agency, but he's, he gets girls to sign up and do like OnlyFans and then he has like an Instagram account that has like 2 million followers or some crazy shit like that. So he's able to put traffic himself, but he just knows a lot about this stuff. Like I know he has his own IT tech guy or whatever. So I just want to make sure what I'm signing up for or what you're asking me is something that I need to do I'll tell you right off the bat.
I mean, Google won't associate itself with anything that has to do with OnlyFans. I'll let you know that.
No.
You'll never see an OnlyFans account in the ad section.
That's just one part.
Service-based industry, so it's different. People who are doing a search for like power washing, pressure washing, these people are going to want to look at your reviews. They're going to want to look at your website. They're going to make sure you're credible and you're legit. Like I was saying earlier, before I invite you to my house to be around my kids or see what I got going in my garage or, you know, et cetera.
Yeah.
And you want it to be traceable. Yeah. So it's no different, for your customers. But I can understand you like saying, oh, you know, you guys called me. I've gotten some calls about this and it's prevented me from moving forward with it because I don't know what's what. If you actually go to that the text thread that I sent you, there's a pricing page in there for one. The other one's just a website example. So you can see what your website would look like if you were to sign up. And there's another one right above that, and it just looks like a Google search. And it's our company. It's a search on our company. And if you look at it, if you click on that, it'll take you to our Google business profile with our reviews, right? There's 833 of them on there. There's a bird eye right next to it, which is another review platform, 932 of them there. And if you scroll down, you know, featured customers has 1,246 of them there at the bottom of our Google business profile. They're 4.8 out of 5. So they're all, I mean, we have extensive track record. There's over 5,000 reviews on our company across the internet. Like I said, we've been in business since 2004. We're not even our Better Business Bureau's up there. We're not an unknown
Saying, but I mean, we're on the phone and I haven't been able to look at any of that right as of right now. So that's why
if somebody was trying to hide something, would I send it to you first thing in the beginning of the call? I sent you that text like an hour ago.
But I hadn't even looked at it is what I'm saying. The pricing page you sent me, I just kind of scrolled through it real quick. I haven't looked,
Let me explain it to you because so that way you understand exactly what it is we're offering. I can't just say, oh, it's $299. You're going $299 for what? I understand what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't even looked at it, and I don't even know what you're selling. That's what I was saying.
Okay, sorry. Let's start over. Sorry. So if you go to the first text that I sent you, the very first one, it says localsplash.com/pricing.
All right, hold on. Let me get there now.
Okay.
Okay,
sorry, Jesse. I should have started like this. Okay. So it'll say take control of your online presence. Is that what you're seeing now?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you scroll down a little bit, it'll give you an introduction on our company. Okay. So it says, like, get you found online. We'll generate more leads. We monitor your company's reviews. We track your company's success. Goes over our proven success. 18 years in business. We'll say 19 years actually here in a couple of weeks. But we were founded in 2004, over 10,000 businesses active, okay? That's not just the people that have reviewed this. This is active clients, and our average client satisfaction rating is 4.9 out of 5. That means the business owners like it, right, the feedback that they're giving us. Goes over our process, which is like the consultation we're doing now, your plan selection. You'll have a client interview and onboarding where we customize the campaign, customize the website. You have fulfillment and a follow-up call to make sure you're happy with all the fulfillment, make sure you're getting everything that we promised you. and then the ongoing optimization, which is just continuing to work together. Now, if you go down a little further, you'll see it says Google Ads Partner, and you'll see a badge there, a premier Google partner specialized in search ads, and one of the highest rated Google partners in the industry. This badge is live linked to google.com/partners. It's a real certification you have to achieve, right? It means that we've achieved a higher level of training, certification, product knowledge than other Google partners. So we're not just a regular Google partner. We're a premier Google partner, right? And we met all the standards for that. Even the representative that you spoke with at the beginning of the call had to go through and get a Google certification, right? So if you scroll down a little bit further, then you'll start seeing packages and pricing structures, okay? Now, the premier bundles, you'll see it says local bundle plus Google Ads. Those are the ones with the Google Ads or the pay-per-click intertwined, and those numbers are for over a two-month period, right? So that's why you're seeing $898, but it's really $449 per month. It's paid 1 month at a time, and then there's usually a setup fee. Now, if you scroll down further, you'll see local bundle plus Facebook ads, okay? Now, what I was offering you was this platinum bundle. It says most popular around it. It's normally $599 per month with a $299 setup fee. And that setup fee is usually for like name, address, and phone number cleanups, the keyword research and programming, the creation of your website, the optimization of your website, or landing page as they call it. I was offering you this platinum bundle for $299 month to month, which is actually our essential package price, the package with no website or any of the additional features. And I waived the $299 setup fee. So instead of you paying $898 the first month and $599 monthly, it would be $299 out the door and $299 month to month. Now, what guy in his right mind would do that?
All right, cool.
Why would I shave $600 off of that, though, the initial investment, if it's a month-to-month service? Because I'm banking on you spending $299 and getting 10 times that back and going, okay, I want to keep using it, and then over time, it makes sense, right? We don't have to get rich on the first transaction, so to speak. I'm investing in the long run here, in that you compare this to Home Advisor that you're using now, like I said, side by side. I'm really confident we'll blow that out of the water. I mean, you sit there, you say, hey, these guys build my website. They got me on the first page of Google, first page of Bing. They're running my Facebook ads for me. I'm getting clients from all of those. They got my directory submissions, so Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We're basically turning ourselves into your one-stop shop for everything that has to do with online marketing and advertising without you having to pay per lead, right, or cutting out that middleman. All they're doing is this and then selling you the leads individually, right? So we're just cutting out your middleman, okay? Has review monitoring. You have an app that you can log into. You can monitor it. You can see all the calls you're getting, what zip codes they search from, how many prospects converted into clients. You even have recordings for the people who called on their mobile devices and contacted you. So you'll be able to listen to the call and go, hey, you know, that actually turned into a customer, and that customer paid me $700, okay, and the next one, right? So we'll be able to evaluate your return on investment or give you an estimate on, hey, you know, you spent this, but based on the calls that you received from these clients off the first page, you know, you made about this, right? So that's what I was offering you, is a $299 month-to-month pricing structure for that platinum package bundle, and this is an introductory package. This is a get-to-know-each-other package. This is get you listed, get some clients. And then, obviously, once your foot's in the door, everything's going well, you know, we could have a conversation later on, maybe, or I mean, if you want to do it now, but I was thinking later on, just to keep your overhead low, we can include like the Google Guarantee campaign, get you through that background screening, have you as a Google Guaranteed guy. Now you have the local and the Google Guaranteed stuff going for you, and then your Facebook, all the other platforms. So instead of you having these question marks pop up in your head all the time, you know, what do I do for Facebook, or what do I do for this? Not just what do I do, but when do I have the time to do it? Once
yeah,
you do figure it out.
listen, I want you to understand, regardless, at some point I know that I need to have somebody that does this, because I know right. that it took me 2 weeks just to get my business set up, and I've been trying to log into like local Facebook stuff, doing different I even paid to boost one of my ads that I posted on Facebook, and it didn't do shit. I mean, I didn't get one call, and I love that, and I love you
because you're going to be one of the clients that I know ends up with us for a long time, because you actually are interested in knowing what we're doing. You know, you understand the value of what we're bringing to the table. There are a lot of guys out there who go, oh, this is for my Google marketing. Okay, yeah, sign me up. And then they just pay for it, and then boom, we handle it. And they don't actually understand how much work is going into this and what we're actually doing for your business each month to help make it function and generate those customers.
I thought that the way to do this business was to go door-to-door and to leave. And to leave, you know what I mean, door hangers on doors, and that's how I'd get business. But yeah. I started going door to door, and people are not answering their door. When they answer, they look at me like I'm a criminal or like I did something wrong. But, you know what I mean? Like,
little outdated and dangerous.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff that I didn't think was, you know, because I'm an older dude. You know, I'm 40 something years old. So I'm used to dealing with people face to face. Until just recently, I didn't like buying shit on Amazon. I'd rather go to Home Depot and get it out the store. You know what I mean? Because I could put my hands and stuff on. Even if I'm gonna pay $5-$10 more for the shit, like over there, I don't like to buy stuff and have it sent to my house, because, you know, then if it don't fit, it don't work, it's not what I wanted, blah, 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 you know, so I'm one of those type of dudes. So sometimes I like to figure it out or see what I'm getting, you know, before I do it. But I definitely know that this is the way to go. I know that when people need a service like that in this type of industry that's what they're just gonna pull out their phone and
look at your reviews and who's top recommended, and but 9 out of 10, those are the guys that get the call. So we just want to be back here making sure that's you.
And I know 100% that if I get the call, that I'm gonna be able to close most leads. I know I do a good job. I know I'm not one of those people that don't answer the phone or whatever. That's what Angie Leeds was making a big deal about. They're like, you know, that the people that are good at this are the ones that call the customers back as soon as we get the leads, and they, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's different with us because the customers will actually be calling you live, right?
Yeah.
So I think that'll be a different ball game too. You know, power kind of shifts into your court when somebody's calling you for your help rather than you trying to call them back about something they inquired about online. So I think it'll be a fun change of pace for you. You compare the two.
Yeah, today I went to a lead that the customer put the wrong phone number.
Mm.
But I had their address, so I went ahead and went to it because I want to work. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to just sit around and talk about it. I'm trying to do work, and you know what I mean? And so I went ahead and drove over there or whatever, and when I got there, the guy acted like he didn't know what I was talking about, like he didn't do it, and I'm like, listen, buddy. I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, is your name this? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, they didn't just guess what your name and your address was. You had to fill it out. Yeah, you had to have filled it out. So now whether you've changed your mind since then or for whatever reason you put the wrong phone number on purpose, I don't know. I think sometimes people think when they log into these websites that they're going to get a price or kind of figure out what it costs to have it done.
Yeah.
And then if it don't go that way, then they don't.
They just end up Googling and calling one of my guys.
Yeah, exactly. Or they're hoping to get a price and then probably Google and call one of those guys. So
that's why you don't want to deal with leads, you know. It's a lot better just to have them call you live, you know. Because even then you got to tell them, like, I can't quote you over the phone. I got to look at this, you know. I don't want to put myself in a bad situation, quote you 200 and it's really 2000 when I get out there, you know? So, it's one of those things. You just need to talk to them and address their issue and schedule a time, and you can get out there and, you know, and we're in a world of instant gratification. So these people, I mean, they can't even wait to get to the end of the thing and wait for somebody to call them back usually. So they just call and get it done, you know. My wife's been bugging me about pressure washing the driveway for 2 weeks. Today I made the decision I'm going to do it. I'm probably going to spend 5 seconds doing research and calling someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So who gets the call. Now, if you go to the other link that I sent you, there is an example of the website. The website's custom. So, I mean, we can get your logo developed. We can,
Which one are you talking about?
The one that says Local Splash Jesse. Here is a sample of our fully accessible, high-ranking My site. Mm-hmm. So there's a little link there. And this is just a demo, right? But these are fully customizable. So we could get you a logo going. We could get photos from you if you have, like, before and after shots or maybe videos of work that you've done. One of my favorite pages that I follow on social media is actually a pressure washing company called MD Detailing. They find all these old cars and they, you know, find them in a barn.
So it's weird. Now that you showed me this, right, or that I just looked at what you were talking about. So earlier when I asked the other guy, why would I use you and not the other people or whatever, like I have no idea what you're charging, if it's a good rate, if it's high, low, if, you know, he said, oh, we're about middle of the road. And then I asked him, well, how do, you know, I don't know that, just like I don't know nothing about your, but he said.
But you can't quote somebody unless you know what they're trying to get, you know? Like you said, we talked about Google Guarantee, we talked about Google Ads. So it's really hard when you get a guy like me and you say, hey, I want a price. And it's like, well, price for what? Like, are we building your website? We're doing Facebook? We're doing, you know, what package are you going to need for your business? Every business is different. There's no cookie cutter price for everyone, you know?
Yeah. But when he told me, he said, well, now you could pay less per month and you could spend $200 a month and you could use the company. And based off of this website you just sent me, he must have been talking about you guys because it looked exactly like this, same exact thing. And he said that's the thing. He said that you guys, he told me that your guys' company, basically all your websites for all your customers look exactly the same. They all look similar to what you just showed me. He showed me three or four.
That's Google's product. That's a Google My Site. That's literally Google's, like, custom websites. That's Google's product.
Yeah, that's what he was telling me, that you guys don't basically make everybody's website look the same, they look similar, you don't do this or that, so he kind of was bashing you guys.
Huh. Well, they're fully customizable to My Site. They have a similar layout in this demolition and platform. But if you said, hey, I want to change it, or I want to add this, or I want to make it look like this, or I want to put videos here, they fully customize it. So this is just a general layout. This is not an end product. All of these say demos for a reason. This is just a demonstration.
No. But he showed me like four websites that were people that are signed up with you that use you guys you must be one of their competitors or something, because he had examples saved in a folder and everything.
You could have been getting calls from Google partners for sure. Like I said, the Google partners, I mean, we all get the same qualified candidates list at the end of the day.
They definitely had to have been a Google partner because he was talking about the same exact thing that you are.
But you know the difference is, like you were asking, is that I'm putting you on a platinum package for $299. So you're getting charged $0.00 for a custom website design.
Who owns the website and the domain? Like, if I decided to not do business with you guys anymore,
it's $50.
Do I own the website?
Yeah, it's $50 for the domain. If you decided to discontinue our services, we wouldn't charge you anything for the domain or for the, there's no like cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. We don't charge you anything while you're using our services. I'm including it in your package. But if you were to leave and you wanted to keep the domain, it's what it costs us to get it. It's $49 actually, exactly.
And the domain is just www.com.
Yeah. I mean, you have to get like GoDaddy or Google for hosting, or you could pay us for hosting monthly if you wanted to do that. But any website has to have a host that you pay in order to keep the content on it and to update it for you. So it's not just you purchase a domain, you have a website forever. You have to, the domain is just a .com. You need to have a host in order to keep the content on your site. So that way the pictures and everything stay up there, all the stuff that you developed. So GoDaddy has a deal. I think it's like $150 for hosting for like a year or something like that.
You can't change the information on your website yourself?
Yeah, you can.
Somebody has to do that for you?
No, you could do that. Yeah, you could change it. And your tracking system, you have access to request revisions, or you can go in there and change it yourself. Sometimes I just run into older guys, and they're just like, I don't want to hop on the computer. I don't know how to hop on the computer, so I'm not going to do
that. Bruno!
Yeah.
All right, hold on one second. My dog's got it.
Okay.
Bruno,
get him over here.
Bruno! Bruno!
The dog next door got out, and then my dogs are out, and they're all trying to...
You named him Bruno, like Popeye?
Yeah. Well, I got one dog named Bruno, one dog named Chico, and my daughter has a dog named Gunner, so I named him Chico because he looks like a Mexican dog.
Well, no, you're asking about the site, though, and yes, you can access it and make changes to it if you like, but we do offer the hosting as part of your package with us. So if you want us to do it and you just say, hey, I want to do this, it goes into revisions, and then we ask you to give us 24 hours to make the changes.
Hey!
So it just depends. Oh.
Damn.
That sounds bad.
I'm on the phone. That's why I said we should get rid of that damn dog, but you want to keep him.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
But
I had that conversation with my wife before, though. She wanted my boys to have a puppy. I'm like, why? So I could take care of it? Like,
She says to me, why don't I help her? But
it's your dog.
My daughter and me, all of them keep saying, let's get rid of the damn dog, because it's like having a kid that don't listen.
Yeah.
Constantly having to talk to him and deal with him all the time and tell him what to do, and you know what I mean? He's never listening. But anyways, you know what I mean? But, I need to make one call. I want to talk with one of my buddies real quick, and then I'm 100% interested or whatever, so I don't know what that looks like for you. My wife just got home from work, and we're supposed to be leaving to go to dinner real quick, so I need to go eat something. So okay. I don't know, can you call me back first thing in the morning, or what's the best to do?
Well, I stayed after work an hour and 7 minutes here to try to seal this deal with you. And that's kind of why I went down on the pricing.
I understand, man, but I've done a lot of things in my life where I made decisions like super quick without checking something, and I want to contact my buddy and talk with him for 10 or 15 minutes or whatever, and then I got to eat dinner. And then,
can I
you know
ask
what I mean?
You
like,
what your concerns are about doing something like this?
Nothing. You know, the only thing, man, is anytime I'll tell you this. Okay, so I don't, you didn't ask much, or I haven't told you much about my background, but I've done pressure washing for a long time. I know how to do it or whatever, but I just recently started. So I never had a business of my own. I did it before for other people or whatever. So I decided to start this. So I put out a ton of money on equipment. I put out a ton of money fixing and getting things and getting the systems and the tools and all the stuff I needed. I put out the money for the Angie leads.
I put out a lot of money
and I've only done two jobs. So for me to keep spending money.
Yeah.
For me to keep spending money and not, like, I don't have another job set up tomorrow or that's why I told you, like, well, I've done three or four jobs. But two of them I got myself from going door to door and just running into people or whatever. So
So I have a lot of experience and I've done it before and whatever, but I just started this business. So,
yeah.
so spending more money and then something that's not going to work right away. That's why I decided to do Angie Leads was because they told me, okay, we're going to start sending you leads right away. So I knew I had an opportunity and I know it myself.
Get
if it I get in front
really.
Of a customer, I'm going to be able to talk with them and I was betting on myself that I'm going to do, but it's going to take you 2 or 3 weeks before this is set
this
up
is more
and then maybe a month or 2 months.
Within the community for a long time. It's not just for,
exactly.
Quick buck.
And so when I'm making a decision that I'm going to, because I know that it's not just paying $299 today. Yes, I could pay $299 today or whatever it is. And then I could cancel in 2 weeks and you would care, but I'm saying,
that would really suck. That would be worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Build your website.
But it doesn't make, so I know that for me, it's not just spending $299. I'm looking at probably like a 3 to 4 month investment before I really start seeing, before I probably start getting a bunch of calls and maybe
in
start getting a bunch of leads.
In your agreement with us, it says 30 to 45 days. And that's over-promising, or under-promising, excuse me. We like to under-promise, over-deliver. You know, we tell you 30, 45, but our goal is to obviously get you up there way before that time period. We know, you know, the deciding factor for a lot of businesses when they're going, hey, am I going to continue to use this each month, is how much have I made off of it, right? And that's why we have the tracking system. But we know exactly what kind of position we're putting ourselves in when we go, hey, month to month. You know what I mean? That means that if you're not happy and you don't like it and it's not working, you're going to leave us. But obviously we're going, hey, you know, we're going to get in there and make sure it's working. We're not Home Advisor where we're just going to throw you on our site and then send you leads and say, hey, well, whether you get it or not or whether you like it or not, too bad, you know, pay us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you're thinking,
and I understand. So, but that's the thing is that like, you know what I mean? Like I'm putting out all, you know what I mean? Like,
you're starting a business.
About
it's
thousands.
Expensive. It's expensive.
You
know, I know. I started a pressure washing company myself out here in Southern California, and it exists. And all the equipment's expensive. I even buy a whole new truck for my dad. So I know what it's like. You know, he's 60 years old, or will be tomorrow. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
I just realized
that. I just wanted to talk with somebody that I know that has a business, been in business. You know, I've owned several businesses, but like I said, back in the day when I owned them, there wasn't this marketing, there wasn't social media, there wasn't that type of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's where me and you are having a little bit of a disconnect, is just because, like, your equipment and all that stuff you invested in, that's the carriage. You know, these placements and your website, all these things online are the horse that's going to pull it. This is what's going to bring in the work versus, you know, and a lot of guys make the mistake.
I understand that,
but
I just want to make sure that it's not if you were telling me $299 or if you were telling me $599 or whatever. It's more for me just making sure that I'm doing the right thing or that he's like, if I had spoken to this buddy, I trust this guy so much. And if he told me, yeah, man, you know what I mean? Like do this and it's $2,000 a month, but it's going to make you this much money. I would pay the $2,000 a month. It's not the thing. It's just making sure that I'm doing the right thing. So I'm going to give them a call. I'm going to talk with them.
Recording in this call, you said about like 10 different times that you believe it's the right thing.
Yeah, no, I do. I mean, well, I'm telling you, I know, well, I, let me fix that for you.
Yeah.
I know that being on Google and getting where you're saying that you need to get is the right thing. Do you guys do that or is there a company that's better than you guys or is there somebody else that I should be using or that's the part I don't know. And what I want to ask my buddy is there anything that I need to know or I need to make sure before I sign up and get into a deal with you that I shouldn't be doing or whatever. And that's it. And then after that, I know and I can make a decision and I base it just off of, you know, which are my skills that I'm being good at is talking
like
to the people.
If you called him right now, I know exactly what he's going to say. He's going to go, okay, it's putting you on Google. Yeah, Google advertising is good. Thousands of business owners use Google advertising. Is it month to month? Yeah, it's month to month. I don't have to try any contract. Well, what do you got to lose? Give it a shot. Get into yourself in front of your customers. You've already started a business. Why would you start a business and not want customers to be able to find you? Give it a shot. Because the next guy that calls you up, it might be a year. It might be 6 months. It might be 3 months. And then you are actually committing to it. Where we're going, hey, we'll bite the bullet on the pricing. If you give us a shot, we'll prove it to you, and then we'll put ourselves in position to work together long term. That's what you want. You don't want to work with somebody who's going to ask you, like HomeAdvisor, sign up for a year before you ever see it work.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I was trying to show you when I got you on the pricing page, is I'm telling you, look, hey, we can go month to month. You don't got to trust me. I'll prove it to you. I don't expect you to trust me. You don't know me from Adam. You know what I mean? We just started talking an hour ago. I like you, but we don't know each other. And the reality is, but we don't. It's the truth. And this is how all my business relationships start. We go month to month. And that's why I offered you month to month. It wasn't, oh, just because, look, I'm making it so easy, try it out. You know, no. I want you to feel comfortable. I don't want you to go, dang, why did I sign up for this for a year? I found this. If you find somebody that's giving you a better offer a couple weeks from now, you're going to call us up. You're going to cancel. I guarantee it won't happen. Otherwise, I wouldn't have made you the offer. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to make an offer that not just one that you can't be beat, but one that's going to put us together for years. I'm not trying to have you here
I just want to speak with him, and I want to verify what you're telling me, man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know nothing about Google partners. I don't know nothing about, like, so I just want to make sure that.
Yeah,
that,
there's a, it's a public site. If you go to google.com/partners.
I know that, and that's what I'm saying. But I'm on the phone with you right now and I'm not doing that. And so I want to do that. And then now if you said, hey, I could call you back in this amount of time or whatever, but I've made too many decisions in my life, man, where I made the wrong decision, where I signed up for something immediately and just did it. I'm gonna do this. I'm telling you, 100, I think you could see that I'm a man of my word. You call me, I'm gonna answer my phone. You call me back tomorrow morning or first thing in the morning or whatever, however you want to go about it. And I'm gonna do the research. I'm gonna look at it. I'll stay up all night if I need to. I'm gonna speak with my buddy. And I'm going to do the research I need to do. And as long as I don't see anything that I shouldn't do, I'm going to sign up for it because I know it's something I need to do. Because I was just telling my wife that I felt like I needed to hire somebody to be able to like run Facebook ads, to run like, because I don't know what to do. I'm lost. Like I'm trying to
we'll
do this stuff myself.
We'll get you squared away. And don't go blue in the face on me. So if you go to your, if you go to your text messages, there's a link in there, the one with the reviews.
Uh-huh.
I want to show you something. So if you click on that one, if you can.
Let me see.
Okay.
The one with the reviews.
Yeah.
So.
And let me go in there so I can tell you exactly which one it is. It's going to be the third one. Right, the one that came in after the website's example.
Okay, I see it.
All right.
So it says local flash.
Yep. And then you'll see our company right there. You'll see like Google and Bing on the computers there. It'll have like Fountain Valley. And then it has those 833 Google reviews right there.
Yep.
Okay. Now, if you click on that and you see our reviews, there's a 1 week ago. There's this, it just says written by BH. You see that one?
Clicking on where am I? Oh, reviews.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, there should be 833 Google reviews if you just click on that.
Okay, I see it.
Okay. Jonathan, that's me. Catherine and the team have done a great job of taking my ad campaign from struggling to having qualified leads seeing my online presence and calling. I won't mislead you and say that I didn't have big doubts. Sounds like Jesse. When I first started with Local Splash. However, I went from skeptic to true believer within a 3 months period. They did exactly what they said, and they did it good. I've honestly never met another lead-generating company push themselves so hard to prove their capabilities and values. Now, this guy's name is Bo Hendricks. He owns a company that builds decks. And in the 3 months of working with us, he only got 3 jobs. Each one of those jobs is $20,000. They're very large decks that he does. They're like porches almost for people's properties out there. And they're like 30 by 30 foot decks. So,
and that's exactly, that's 100% what you just said is 100% why I want to make sure what I'm doing is because if I only get 3 jobs, and this is why, like, and that's why
it's different market, Jesse. There's 1,812 searches in the last 30 days in this county for power washing and pressure washing combined. I'm not saying I'm going to get you 1,812 phone calls this month, but I mean, if you're the, or that you'd even want that problem, right? But even if you're like the worst salesman in the world and you hardly spoke a lick of English, you would do fine. You're, it's not like you're, this guy's building 30 by 30 decks. It's different. How many people are going to have $20,000 prepared to pay you right now to come out and build a deck? That's why it takes.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right on that part. Yes, I mean, but I guess I didn't know that part. How many? But what I was like, my buddy that he does it and he does solar and he does different stuff. He needs, you know, one if he speaks to 20 customers and only one of those sign up. He makes his money back on everything he's done because the one job pays so much. So kind of like
right.
a deck,
yeah.
it
it's
pays
called
so much and you make so much a good, yeah, you make such a good money on it that it's, that, you know, that it makes sense.
Yeah, but we're not selling you leads. So you don't have to buy a certain amount of leads in order to generate a job from us, right? You're saying like, how many months am I going to have to pay for it? It's really what you're saying, in order to generate return on investment. And, again, it's a month to month service. With the type of work that you do, you said earlier, you know, $200, you're probably not getting out of bed for anything less than that. So the first one we get you, you're going to either break even or generate a return on investment from. And that's if you're cherry picking, you know what I mean? And obviously we know that. So it's not going to be very hard for us to get you into a profitable situation. We know that our business relationship is dependent on getting you to a profitable situation. And if I wasn't confident in it, that's what I was saying earlier, we would tell you sign up for a year. You know, we're saying it's month to month. We're just asking you to give us a shot so that way we could prove it to you. Because you could run through
it might not be 2 months. It might not be 2 or 3 months until you're saying 45 days, but
30,
yes, I mean, it could be by the end of the month or two before I start getting jobs.
You're so skeptical. You're thinking worst case scenario.
I have to be, man. I mean, you.
Yeah, but you're thinking worst case scenario.
If I believe everybody that calls me, I would already have spent thousands of dollars know exactly.
Your business could have completely failed, and you knew that before you even started the business, and you still did it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're going to get skeptical. You're already in it. You're already in it X amount of money, and you're going to get skeptical about the marketing that's going to generate you the customers?
Yeah, I know, but believe me, man, I've already thought about selling the equipment and getting rid of the stuff because of the fact that I thought that the way I was planning to do it, what I was planning to do I already proved to myself it didn't work. I was gonna go door to door and get business and get word of mouth and grow my business that way. I never thought that I was gonna do it through Google. I thought my main thing was to learn how to use Facebook and to do it that way. I thought that was the best way, but I've learned that Facebook isn't the greatest either, you know what I mean?
What if we put you into just Google Guarantee and then you do the 250 application and then, you know, you're guaranteed a lead the second that you know what I mean? Like, that's, I mean, honestly, I don't know what to tell you. It sounds to me like you're just very, very, very skeptical.
I'm telling you 100% that I'm going to sign up for something tomorrow. Tomorrow to do. I just want to make sure that what I'm doing is correct. I just want to look at it. Like, I'm just saying, man, give me a chance to, to, to Google your guys' company to do something. You're asking me to do it all over the phone right now. Why me and you are still on the line? And, and like, why you sent me those links? Yes, I looked at them real quick, but I haven't had time to digest it, to look at it, to do whatever. So just give me a few minutes to take a look at it, man. And that's it. That's all I'm saying. And I don't want to get to a point where, you know, I understand you have a job to do, man. I ran a call center. I had over 150 call center agents that I was in charge of myself that I had to do sales. And I know all about doing exactly what you're doing. That's why I've been able to ask, when you said give yourself more credit, I've been able to ask you questions and I've been able to do, and I told you that you were good at your job. I understand exactly what you're doing, man, and I understand that 99% of the time, if you don't close the deal on the first time, you don't ever speak to the person again, and I understand all those
that
things.
Part.
Yes, I get it, man. I understand part. It, but I'm telling you, I'm not like those people. I base doing business off of people I like, which I've spoken to you for several minutes now, and I right, like you.
Fine,
I believe
fine.
You. I trust
I'll,
you.
I'll
I'm just trying
you.
To.
I will. Hear me out. I will call you back in the morning. And usually when somebody tells me to call them back, I roll my eyes and I go, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, but I promise
you,
I'm going to answer
back.
In the morning when you call. But just wait until about 10 o'clock, about 10:30, because I trade in the morning and I got to concentrate on that because
that's
I got to make money.
We're in California, so I get in here at 7, which is 10 your time.
Oh, okay, yeah, so that's cool. So wait until about 10:30 to give me a call, and then, yes, I will
actually
call. That's
fine. I like to get a cup of coffee going. Usually I'm up early.
All right.
I've got these babies. All right,
thank you. Thanks, man.
I'll get home to my family. I'll talk to you in the morning.
All right. All right,
bye.
Bye.